from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
In this special edition, is Britain's Caribbean community in meltdown?
It has been a bad year, an annus horribilis. It means a bad year for black people of this country.
Black British barrister and organizer of the Notting Hill Carnival, Claire Holder. I'm Leslie Goff, and this is BBC Caribbean Report.
The ethnic time bomb. 6 out of 10 black mothers are now single parents. Crisis over the meltdown of West Indian family life.
This was the headline that millions of readers of Britain's Sunday Express newspaper woke up to recently. That black single parent Pat says a false picture is being painted of Caribbean life in Britain.
I can't see how us as black people who are less than 5% of this society and going down steadily could be an ethnic time bomb.
In 1954, about 10,000 West Indians came to Britain. In 1955, it is believed another 15,000 will make the long journey.
And many more did follow, journeying to the mother country in search of jobs and prosperity for themselves and their families. But 40 years later, those dreams have, it seems, turned to nightmares. The West Indian family, according to figures from the British government's Central Statistical Office, is collapsing at a faster rate than any other group in British society. The proportion of Caribbean single mothers is 3 times the national average. The black ethnic group, the report says, is the only one in which single mothers outnumber married ones. Caribbean elders like these two men say the young generation have lost their way.
I got married in this country when my better judgment told me that I should not marry the lady in question, but support the child when he came. But being black, I could not bring myself to having an illegitimate child in a white-orientated country. And so I married.
It has implications, social implications, for those families, for youngsters, who are being brought up without the comfort of a father, the guidance of a father, and the discipline that is required within the framework of the family.
But single parents like Pat Alert, born in Britain of Guyanese parents, says Caribbean women are not choosing to be single parents. It's a condition that's thrust upon them.
If anybody's ever lived as a single parent, they know that you don't go out and, I'm going to have this child from this guy. In my case, he says he loves his child and wants to be with his child, but he never finds the time. Financially, he definitely doesn't want to be involved in that at all. But after, he spent 6 months trying to be a parent and you realise, he can't do it, then you have to let him go.
This, though, was not the experience of Andy Roberts, the ethnic minority spokesman for the group Families Need Fathers. Born in Britain of Trinidadian parents, Andy Roberts has been battling in the courts with his former partner for access to his son.
Black men were lost to a certain degree. They didn't know what they were doing. They had no definite goals or aims set out. I was there with her getting up at the nights while she was feeding the child, paying for his clothes, buying his food, taking him out shopping, taking him to nursery and collecting him from nursery. I did all the things that a married father may have done, but because of the mere fact that I wasn't married, I'm looked upon as an unmarried father, an irresponsible person, a person who showed no commitment.
Andy Roberts would be regarded by many as an exception rather than the rule among black men. Patrick admits that he used to fit the identikit picture.
I have 5 children, 3 different mothers. And previously I would have had many women, especially career-minded women who, especially in these 90s, who would say, I don't want a man more so than just on the weekend, on the weekend. And very often they'd encourage me to help them in all kind of areas. So maybe there to provide whatever service in whichever area they would need the help in.
Another convenient stereotype is that of the black single mother living a life of luxury with her many children on state benefits. According to government statistics, taxpayers are picking up a bill of £130 million a year to support unemployed lone parents. It's a picture disputed by single parent Pat Alert.
The quality of life on there is one of the lowest. The women have very little money, and you might have 3 children and yourself in a 2-bedroom flat. You're in a high-risk area, in that it's muggings or whatever, so you've got to spend as much time as possible in your house.
Not far from the Oval Cricket Ground in South London is an area which has one of the highest concentrations of single-parent families, unemployment and street crime. In the area, I met Sister Culture, born in Guyana, currently unemployed and living on state benefits with her two children.
We're now in the London Borough of Lambeth, and you know, as you come through the yard, okay, you have to go up the stairs in order to get to me. You pass another couple of houses. The first family, a white family. We have two African families, an Asian family next door from Sri Lanka, and then you reach me at the very, very end of the block. You know, it's basically, it looks like a tenement yard.
In the national media, in the Sunday Express, they seem to be pointing at people like yourself, the idea of the single parent, some kind of bogey figure. What does it mean to be a single parent?
The two parents and children business has always been a total rubbish. You know, the two point how much ever children, you know, in the semi-detached. That is not the culture we're coming from. We're coming from an extended family.
What about the teenagers who don't have it figured out? A life on benefits, isn't that happening as well, though, around here?
Fortunately, on this estate, there's possibly only one young woman